Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the depths of that searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight, at the border of total darkness.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. But I also want you to know about Elise Menon's books, Stop Pushing Me Around, one for introverts, The Art of Self-Promotion, which is an absolutely outstanding, great book, especially for solopreneurs, and on she's written, and including some she's written, she's co-authored, Designer's Guide for Marketing and Pricing, that's a great book, and others. All that's found at marketing-mentor.com, right, Elise?
That's right, and my email newsletter called Quick Tips for Marketing Mentor.
Every day, right?
Oh, yeah, right. No, every 2 weeks, actually.
Every 2 weeks, okay. I was trying to, I thought you were doing this every day.
I blog every day.
That's it. Speaking of blogs, you wrote a blog about networking with a purpose.
Yes, I did.
Tell us about that. What does that mean, networking with a purpose?
So a client recently was talking to me about her dream client, and we found an event where she could go and meet them in person. And she said to me, but I'm really bad at that chit-chat kind of networking. I prefer to network with a purpose. And so we started talking about what networking with a purpose would be. And it could be a number of things, but it could be as simple as, I'm trying to discover if this is a viable market for me, and here's what I do, would that be of interest to you? And you can just ask that question to everyone that you meet.
That might be a little too much front-loaded.
Why? What?
Well, networking... I know a little bit about networking, and I've done an awful lot of programming on networking with a lot of good different experts. To me, networking should start out with, what can I do for you? Not what you can do for me. And so if I were going to have a purpose, if I were going to network with a purpose, I would say, okay, I want to get to know Elise Menon, and she's going to be at this event. I found out she's going to be at this event. I'm going to go, and I'm going to find a way to meet her. That would be me networking with a purpose. And then I would meet you, and I'd ask if we could exchange business cards. And then if we could talk a little while, I would want to know what you had to say, and then I would say something to you like, what can I do for you?
You know, I hear you, and I agree in general, in theory, that giving, you know, givers get, they say.
Givers get, and it's law of reciprocity.
That's right. And I've been actually very recently to lots of kind of high power networking events. And everyone always starts with, what can I do for you? What are you looking for?
Right.
Who can I introduce you to? Which I appreciate. And I agree that that's fine. But what I'm talking about is different. I'm not saying you do this or that. They can certainly both be done. But I'm talking about getting better at asking for what you want and telling people what you need. Number one, because when someone says to you, what can I do for you, you have to have a good answer to that question. And I'm especially talking about giving yourself an activity, so that activity could be just to ask, what can I do for you, to everyone you come into contact with, or to go with a question you're trying to get an answer to. I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. No, if you're trying to get a question answered that doesn't sound like a commercial, that doesn't sound like you're asking them to do your marketing research for you, then, but once you've had a little bit of a conversation with them, I think that's fine. But to hit them with them right after, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far, I think that's what you got to be careful about.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying, it kind of sounded like that's what that woman was saying.
No.
Okay, good.
Here's another idea.
All right.
Because a lot of people are working on their elevator pitch. and they're not sure if it's working yet. And my suggestion is go to a networking event, mm-hmm. and when someone says, hey, what do? You say, I'm working on my elevator pitch, so I'm going to give it to you, and I want you to tell me if it's clear. Here it is.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I wouldn't do that to someone I just met.
Why?
Because I think it would be off-putting. Because if you're at a networking event, this is not where you're going to practice on people. You know,
why not?
I just think it's a little too upfront, a little too front-loaded. I think if you talk to them a little bit and you know find out a little bit about them, they found a little bit about you, and then you said, hey, let me ask you a question. What do you know about elevator pitches? Well, I don't know. I know a little bit about. Well, would you listen to mine and tell me what you think about it? See what I mean? There needs to be some time before you hit people with something like that.
I totally disagree, and I think we have to have places to practice.
Yeah.
And this is all part of.
But that's
of
what you have me for, at least. That's what I have you for. Because I love you. I love you no matter what. I'm going to give you, and because I'm a loving mirror, I'm going to tell you the truth. Right?
I hope so.
Ladies and gentlemen, you knew that Lisa and I were not going to get all the way through this interview without disagreeing about something. That's what we love about each other, right, Elise?
That's right.
Elise, give us the website one more time, please.
It's marketing-mentor.com, and you can sign up for my quick tips there.
One of the things about Elise and me, one of us is always right. Right, Elise?
I don't know about that.
Hey, Elise, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.